Well, hello, everyone. I'm Brian, and today is Monday, May 23rd, 2022, and this is episode 114 of the Lots Project podcast, and it is titled Weekend Roundup. Let me just check in on Telegram here, make sure everything, yes, and we are live on Telegram. Messed around with that a little bit this weekend, had some issues with it, and I wasn't sure if it was going to work, but it's up there. It's up there. And that's my first announcement of the week. This week is I am now streaming to Telegram, our Telegram chat at t.me/lotschat every morning at 6 a.m. For about a half hour. I will pop up a live chat on there. And that is the video recording or live stream, actually, when it's on Telegram, because it doesn't record for the future. But when we are live streaming everywhere, we are also now live streaming to the Telegram chat. So that is pretty cool. That's pretty cool technology that's starting. So you can kind of use that if you're on a desktop or a laptop, you can take that and minimize it and still participate in the chat. And if you are on mobile, you can move that chat around and still kind of minimize it a little bit and mess around with the phone, depending on the phone screen, and still participate in the chat. So if we start getting some chat traffic during the live stream, I will start interacting over there. It does not come to my StreamYard flow of comments here. It looks like that is only Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. At the moment, that comes directly to me. Other services, I'm going to have to figure out. I don't know if I have to get another screen or just use my phone. I think the Telegram is going to work nice with the phone and then picture in picture. Liberty Meat Solutions. Morning, Josh. How's it going? Picture in picture. Yeah, on the screen. And it works great. So I'm really excited about that Telegram feature and building that. And that's another announcement I have for this morning is I do have a Satoshi faucet up in there in the chat. It is pinned at the top of the chat. And basically you go and you hit collect and you get 100 Satoshis out of my wallet and into yours. So you can set it up. If you don't know what you're doing, you're more than welcome to ask in the chat and we can help you through it, or you can private message me and I can walk you through it. But just hit that collect and it will prompt you to start a chat with, I think it's a Lightning tip bot or something to that nature. Once you start that creates your wallet and away you go. All the commands are there. You type, I think it's /help, and it gives you a little bit of a list of commands. But as I said, you got any questions, feel free to ask in the chat or definitely private message me. I'm more than happy to help everyone with any questions they have. If I don't know the answer, I will find it for you. Currently working on a little update for my getting started in crypto, migrating to the services that I actually use now. I started with Coinbase and Jack's Wallet and did it's a pretty easy beginner 101 guide from zero, nothing, to onboarding to crypto, to sending it, to also recovering a wallet. I have you set it up on a desktop and then install it on a phone and recover it with the seed phrase. So you know what you would do in an emergency if your device died or whatnot, you could get a new device and do just that. It's just a practice and a walkthrough to kind of test everything out and show you that it works and it's there. So I'm gonna redo that, probably using Strike and Exodus Wallet. I just have to go through the motions of setting them up so I get the detailed instructions, and it's on most of my devices, so I have to borrow my wife and have her do it, and I think she might actually have it, so I might have to dig up an old phone. But I want a clean start and walk through everything and make sure I get the instructions right so I can give those out and people can start using crypto. I also am going to dive into a Lightning explanation as far as I know it so far. So that's going to be a work in progress. Using Lightning, man, it's blowing my mind. I've been messing around with it here for a week or so, and it's great. It's the potential there is yeah, astronomical. I see places where this could be used. It might never be used that way, but just kind of picturing different avenues it could go down, and with the super fast payment, the quick settlement, the anonymity. Yeah, it's we're messing around with it. We're gonna see what happens and build that ecosystem where you can cut YouTube out. You can do all your things that YouTube's gonna do with monetization in a chat. You can do that. Just set it up on your own. You can set up paywalls. You can set up. It's a lot. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. But it's great for the future of crypto because it's going to make it very, very user-friendly and adoptable, and that's what we need. Adoption is the key. So if you know how to use it and you're not telling people and encouraging people to use it or even just to check it out, shame on you. Do it. Spread your knowledge, and let's get this adopted more publicly and make it a more stable, viable option. So yeah, you can always pay me in it. I had a couple of orders this weekend for different things over at the shop at thelotsproject.com/shop, and people pick stuff up with crypto. So if anybody ever asks you, well, what can you buy crypto with? Well, you can buy coffee, you can buy comfrey, you can buy all sorts of stuff, t-shirts and yoga pants and coffee mugs and anything on my shop. You can definitely use cryptocurrency checkout, or anything I sell, you're more than welcome to direct message me on any service, and I will send you an address. So I will accept crypto. I will accept pretty much any crypto you have as long as I can get it on an exchange and get something I want. So yeah, I'm pretty easy when it comes to payment methods. So there is that. And so that was this weekend. I also had a bunch of nice little pile of comfrey orders that went out. Excuse me. Had a nice little batch of comfrey orders that went out. I took some pictures. It was amazing to me. I dug one plant, so 1 3-year-old plant. Dug it up. I had six or seven root cutting orders, and then so I dug one plant. That's six root cutting orders anywhere. It's around $100-$150 to me, and so I dug the one plant, and then had a bunch of crowns left over, and put it out there as a flash sale, crypto only. I kind of set the rules. I was just too lazy. I didn't want to go plant those crowns because I had a huge plant left over from those six orders of root cuttings and all those crowns that I busted up to get those root cuttings. And then I had a huge core plant still that had that's like a 3-inch taproot on this thing. So it is just absolutely enormous and strong plant. I was putting that back in the hole that I dug it out of. So right off the bat, I have my plant back in the ground, and I will likely be able to dig that again. If we're around in September, I'm guessing would be about the time that you'd be able to pull that out and make it worth getting some new growth off it. But so that one order, this one weekend order, I dug one plant, was able to replant that plant, got six root cutting orders off it, and a huge, I think I charged $50 for a small box full of smaller root crown cuttings. They're smaller than I usually send, but I also sent like 5 times as many at least as I usually send for the normal order, and then threw a bunch of root cuttings in there. Everything that I send, if you ever order comfrey from me, plant everything in the box, because everything in the box is plantable, or I wouldn't throw it in there. If you ordered crown cuttings, I always throw extra root cuttings in. If you ordered root cuttings, even the smallest pieces, send them and throw them in. You're going to put them a couple inches below the surface of the soil and throw them in horizontally, as the root cuttings and the crown cuttings are pretty straightforward. They have green on the top, and you can tell kind of how they plant, and just plant them at the surface. Yeah, so that was comfrey for the weekend. Also had a great interview with the Desert Lynx, Joel. I think he pronounced it Joel. I don't know. When he came up, he had the little mark over the E, being from Mexico and in Spanish, I think. I don't know. I apologize if I mispronounce your name. But Joel Valenzuela, the Desert Desert Lynx on most socials. There's a link to that interview in the show notes, and his information is all in the show notes of that interview. But yeah, he's lived on crypto completely since 2015 and unbanked since 2016. We talked a lot about freedom. Had a kind of an aha moment when he was talking about growing up in Mexico, and there was this magical line that all these people would risk everything they had to go over. And obviously that was the southern border of the United States, the northern border of Canada. But all these people, for some reason, this magical line, they would risk everything they had to jump that line to get to America. And for what? And it was freedom. And, you know, he's getting a little older now, and things are changing. But when he was a kid, maybe that actually meant a little bit more. I think it's eroding away. But to have that realization as a kid and go, there's something special about that place over there. I think it really keeps you from just giving that away without realizing it. I think once you attain that, once you give everything to come here to grab those freedoms, it really opens your eyes and makes you see every time some of that is taken away. So yeah, just an interesting point I took out of that, but it was a nice hour-long conversation. He had some places to get off to, so we had to cut or edit an hour. Probably could have talked for two. I was having a lot of fun. So that was great. Check it out. Link in the show notes. Item of the week this week is the Astro AI digital tire pressure gauge and inflator. This thing's pretty cool. I picked it up on our trip last year. So when you have the air compressor, you gotta have something that you plug into the end of the hose so you can fill your tire. They make all sorts of different kinds. I had an old analog one. It would look like a little gun with a hose on it, and it had a tire pressure gauge, just a dial gauge. I used that for forever, and the hose finally wore out and blew, and it was on our trip back last year, and we were trying to fill a tire, and it was a mess. But I had to order a new one this spring, so I looked on Amazon. This was a recommended one, so I just ordered it. They're like $20 to $30, so nothing crazy. Ordered it up, and man, this thing is quality. I've used it 4 or 5 times, maybe 5, 6 times now. You pick it up, you can tell it's quality. It's a digital readout. It's got multiple settings for like PSI and bar and a few others. But yeah, heavy duty hose. It's rated up to 250 PSI on the line pressure. So pretty much any compressor you're going to use, probably going to be good. If you have to dial it back under 250, you know what you're doing anyway, because man, that's a significant amount of pressure. So when you pull the trigger, it gives you line pressure coming in. You can watch it drop off if your compressor is not keeping up. You can kind of watch that, but you release the trigger and it gives you the back pressure, whatever pressure's in the tire. So you can dial it in pretty good, and you're not watching the dial. It also has a release button, so if you go a little too far, you inflate it too high, you can back it off with the release button. I did a review and a kind of a demonstration of how to use it. That link is in the show notes. There is also an Amazon link down there, and that is an affiliate link. So click on that. Any shopping you do after you click on that helps out us. But that's the item of the week. I will mention it real quick each day, and that link to the review and the Amazon link will be in the show notes. So if you're looking to pick up a new end for your compressor hose to fill up your tires around your place, definitely consider the Astro AI digital tire pressure gauge and inflator. Otherwise, you're going to be shopping on Amazon, click that link, man, and start there. And it just gets you in gets our code logged into your shopping trip. And yeah, we get a little something. And that's been growing. So I appreciate anybody that's been clicking on those links and using our affiliate links to do their Amazon shopping. Yeah. And with that, man, we're rolling through. Monday mornings, always a lot of talk about over the weekend, so that's always kind of what I went down with, is the weekend roundup. Weekend roundup, what did we do? Anniversary was on Saturday, so Corey and I kind of decided that we were just going to spend a lot of time this weekend together, a lot of time working on projects together, a lot of, just hanging out, watching movies, other things that married couples do. So we had a good weekend. We got to hang out and spend a lot of time together. Friday night, we did, what did we do after work? We, yeah, we got working on the camper a little bit more. Got solar online on Saturday morning. Friday night was just, it was so long ago. We just hung out. We hung out. We had dinner. We started hanging out for our anniversary. Got started on a few little projects. Got the weekend organized. And then we relaxed and watched a movie. That's what we did on Friday night. Saturday morning, got up, got the solar online. And then I had my interview with Joel. And got that pounded out and got done. And we started looking around. And there was a bunch of stuff we had to get. Kind of in Brainerd, which is an hour away. There's a Camping World and a Home Depot and a Fleet Farm, pretty much everything. Menards. It's where we go if we need to go get some stuff, because there's everything is kind of there, all the big box stores and whatever. So we decided we were going to run up there, kind of do our shopping for the weekend after the interview, spend some anniversary time together in the truck and shopping. And so we did. We went to We got all our supplies for the projects we got to wrap up. Let's say we got some stuff we knew we needed for our trip. So we didn't have any camping chairs. We found these really cool camping chairs at Camping World. We also picked up a screen tent for outside the camper. So when it's buggy or we need some shade and we can't put the canopy out for some reason, or we need to be on the other side of the camper, we have a little pop-up screen tent for the dogs and us. We also needed a replacement jack. I didn't know if I was going to, it seemed online where you were always buying four packs, they wanted to sell you all four, which kind of makes sense, but we only had one that broke. So I was able to pick up a jack at Camping World, a single jack. So I have to install that. Some latches for the doors, some stuff like that, some latches for our screen doors. I still haven't found replacements for our doors. They're just an odd size, and it's so weird. So I don't know. I might just end up replacing the locks on them, or try to mess around with them and figure out what I can do. Because other than that, the hole is too big. It's bigger than all the rest, so it's not like I can cut a bigger hole to install. I need I need some sort of backing plate, or I don't know. I'll figure it out. Otherwise, we're just gonna end up putting new doors in just to get new door handles, which just doesn't seem like it needs to happen. But anyway, we picked up all those supplies. Like I said, in the morning we got solar online, which consisted of getting the batteries back out in the camper. The weather's kind of breaking here. Last average frost date around here is May 20th. Yesterday was May 22nd, and had a little bit of a frost on the grass when we got up this morning. I don't think bad enough that we lost all our apple blossoms or lilacs or anything like that. Plum tree is just full of blossoms right now, so hopefully it didn't get too cold to damage those, because that's just how shit works, you know. Yeah, get all those blossoms and then we get frost and a freeze and they all fall off and we don't get any fruit. But I don't think it got quite that cold last night. I think we're safe. But end of May, guys. You guys are harvesting stuff already, and we're just breaking out of our frost zone. So why are you leaving Minnesota? That's probably reason number one right there. Pretty easy. We got back, had a little anniversary dinner again and hung out with my beautiful wife and did some online stuff and some prep for the week. And then Sunday got up and started working on projects again. We processed comfrey orders. Did a little photos of that. Just kind of try to get through it. I also had an interview I did yesterday on someone else's show that they recorded and will be releasing here in a little while. I will mention that when they let me know they're going to release it. I don't want to tease it or in case editing goes wrong or sideways or something and something happens, it doesn't come out. But I had a nice chat with somebody in mid-afternoon yesterday. Kind of broke up the day. It was nice. Did a bunch of work in the morning and did that interview and then circled back and got some more work done after. Our big project yesterday was we have a little hatch door on the back of the camper. So when we originally bought it, it had something that they called the Puma Den. It was like, so in the back end of our camper, it was like a bunkhouse. It had a slide. It had a fold down bunk bed. It had had this this bed with a storage and TV spot, and it was basically like a little bunkhouse for the kids. We tore everything out of that. So when we did that, originally it was set up with a access door from the outside, and it was like I said, they called it the Puma Den. It was like a garage, basically. So it was walled off with paneling from the outside. It had a bigger door. You could put like lawn chairs or hoses or whatever in there. So, well, when we stripped out everything in the room, this door, which is, I think, a 3-foot by 2-foot door, is accessed now to the inside. So we were like, oh man, will we ever use that? It kind of looks nice for loading in, loading out, different stuff like that. And so we just started brainstorming with it. And with the windows in there and opening the windows, we thought that it'd be really nice to be able to swing that open, have it open, and look out, get the breeze, get the view, throw some pillows on the ground and just kind of hang out back there and chill if we got a cool view. But our issue was letting bugs in and keeping the dogs in the camper. So letting the bugs in from the outside and keeping the dogs in. So we had to figure out something to do with that. So after a lot of brainstorming and discussing, basically we took 2x2s and made a frame. We took an old dog kennel divider we had and affixed it to that frame. And then we had a roll of just a screen door screen. I got a haircut this weekend too. That is something we did. roll a screen, and we put that on the other side. And now we're just determining how we're going to affix it to the wall when we want to use it, because it has to be removable, because we are using that for a lot of load in, load out type of stuff, and access to that back. When the slides are closed, you can pop in through there and grab stuff. So it's got to be able to put it up and take it off. We picked up some weather sealant, some pretty thick, squishy window weather trim, weather sealant, or weather stripping that will compress nicely. I'm still rolling around a couple different latch options. I think I got it figured out, but it's just a matter of attaching it and making sure it is secure. Yeah, that'll be this week. We got a lot of stuff to do here before we leave for Self-Reliance, and so the next couple weeks are going to be pretty packed. That was kind of our weekend. Did get to relax quite a bit and got a lot of content out and did a lot of interviews, but still was productive. Stair nose trim for the floor is supposed to show up today. So now it's going to be crazy by the time I get home from work and just head into doing all that stuff. This weekend is going to be, or this week and the next weekend is just going to be crazy busy. I'm taking a couple weeks off of Fireside Freedom. I think I'm going to still do the after party. I got an interview coming up this week in the evening, I think Thursday night. And then Saturday morning, I think it might be putting a hold on Coffee with Brian. I have Josh from Liberty Meat Solutions on this coming Saturday. That is the last Saturday of May. I haven't really booked anybody for June. It is busy. I've reached out to a few people, and they were like, yeah, I would love to, but not this time of year. And I'm super busy, and we're going to be traveling for Self-Reliance. So I might switch it up on Saturday mornings. I might go away from that interview show. I definitely still want to pop on live. Whether it be a walk around the camper, hang out while I'm working, drinking my coffee, just random thoughts. I'm not sure yet, but I think I might put interviews on hold for a while unless somebody reaches out and wants to be on, but I don't think it's going to be a set in stone thing. I think I might just jump on and talk for a while on Saturday mornings. And then if somebody wants to jump on and talk, they're more than welcome to. If I just gonna ramble on, maybe it'll be 15 minutes, maybe it'll be an hour and a half. Who the hell knows? Kind of depends on the weather, what I got going on, what we're doing, what kind of internet we have. But I don't want to occupy people's time, waste their time if for some reason I'm not going to have internet or whatever while we're traveling. So kind of get through June, circle back and re-evaluate what's going on. So that's Saturday changes coming up. It will be a normal week this weekend. It's Coffee with Brian at 9 a.m. on Saturday. We'll be Liberty Meat Solutions, kind of chatting about his path and kind of what he went through and how he's living outside the system. So that'll be fun. I don't have that stream set up yet, so I don't have a link for it. But check out Joel's interview this past weekend. It was great, and primer for next weekend. Oh, what other? I got some other changes coming up. I think I might be doing some more random live streams, just kind of popping on here and there. Might try to build that the Telegram live streaming up a little bit, maybe a Telegram only thing weeknight or yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of rattling it around in my head, trying to figure out what direction I want to go with this. I think I can do that. Oh no, it wouldn't be Telegram, wouldn't be phone only. I'd have to be home. Yeah, might do something. Might do something from my phone that I can just pop on randomly if I have something I want to say. I'm not sure. Just putting ideas on the board and trying to figure out what direction I want to take this. Still doing Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30, and I will probably do that for as long as I can, for sure. I am enjoying that. Just trying to play with that interview and then some other random times. If there's times I've been like, I should just pop on, and I didn't, and trying to give myself no excuses to do that. So that's in the works. I do have that tip faucet there in the Telegram chat. Be sure to check that out. It's free 100 Satoshis. You can grab that. And then Josh says you can do Telegram only from your phone, just not with StreamYard. Okay. So if I was doing Telegram only, I wouldn't need StreamYard. I could just drop it on the phone. So yeah, that'll be fun. Like I'll put all this on the list. I'll mull over it for a little while and finally decide to do something. But yeah, so there's that. Another change got coming. Coffee. Yeah. Okay. So there's going to be a change coming to my coffee on the page that's for sale. I am not going to sell ground coffee anymore. Let's talk about this real quick. So I drink whole bean coffee. I hand grind it every day. That's not for everybody, but they make electric grinders. They make hand grinders. I order whole bean, and I get my coffee from Food Forest Farms, their coffee club every month. It gets shipped. It's whole bean. I grind it that day. It's fantastic. It's super high quality. It's expensive also. So Brian over at Food Forest Farms went down to Float Fest, and when he went down there, he was brewing cold brew and French press or pour over. I'm not sure how he was set up down there, but everything he took was pre-ground. And as part of being in the coffee club, he popped in a couple extra pounds of the Float Fest pre-ground stuff. It was pre-ground. It was sealed right after it was ground. I opened it up and it smelled funny. It didn't smell bad. It didn't, it wasn't like, oh my God, I can't drink this. Or it just smelled different. And I was thinking it was the blend. I didn't know what beans he had in it. It was kind of like a mystery float blend. And so I reached out and I was like, hey, tasted great. It was fine. It tasted fine. It didn't taste horrible, but it smelled funny. And we had a discussion again about grinding beans, and he wasn't really thrilled about it. And it was kind of a reaffirmation of why he didn't sell ground beans. It loses so much aroma, and the aroma is a lot of where the flavor is. So you're losing flavor after every second after you grind it. So it's not that it made it bad, and it wasn't stale by any means, or it was still good, but I'm charging a premium price for a premium product, and I don't want to sell pre-ground. So I'm going to take it off there. I did put a couple of packages where you can get a grinder and whole beans, so you're not out in the cold having to worry about that. So yeah, I haven't got that worked out on the website yet, but I will be taking down that pre-ground option. Man, get it with the whole bean. If you're going to pay the premium, get the premium coffee, get it as fresh as possible and enjoy it. Enjoy the best cup possible. So yeah, I just need to stop doing the ground thing, because it's not worth it. You're not getting the best you can get. And yeah, you don't know until you don't know. Like you don't know what you don't know. So yeah, order whole bean, grind it before you make it. It's just better. So anyway, I'm running long. That's we're going on a half hour. I got to get to work. It's Monday morning. Got to get those hours, got to pound out those hours. And yeah, so I'm going to wrap it up here. Clyde says hi. He was squeaking there. He really wants to play this morning. I don't know. As soon as I get wrap up, he'll climb up on the couch and go to sleep. He just likes to play when I'm talking. So anyway, let's wrap up with the question of the day today. What'd you guys get done this weekend over there in the Telegram chat? That's t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat. Let us know what you got done on the weekend. If you put a message in there on Friday when I asked the question of the day of what you had planned, did you get everything done you had planned? Did you get more done? Did you get less done? Let's see what you got done. So t.me/lotschat. Be sure to hit that collect on the fountain that I pinned in there and get your sats and get your wallet set up. It's super easy. Corey did it and she was like, that's it. And I was like, yep, that's it. So start messing around with that. Start tipping content creators that have the tip bot in there to start tipping other participants in the chats. You can tip on comments and whatever. So mess around with it. Have fun with it. It's 3 cents. So take the 100 Satoshis and play with it. You run out, let me know. And I'll drop you some more. I got a bunch in my wallet that I'm just trying to spread around to spread the love and let people start using it and figuring it out. Yeah. I appreciate it. Join, spread the word. If you know anybody that's interested in learning in crypto, wants to mess around with some Lightning Network and some Satoshis, share the chat with them. There's a link in the show notes or t.me/lotschat. Appreciate all the orders on the website. Like I said, those crypto orders this weekend are fantastic. I love seeing want to pay with crypto. That is fantastic. I appreciate that, guys. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, that'll be coming out next Saturday. Get on that email list before the 28th to get that monthly newsletter. And that's really all I send you, unless there's a major announcement. I might drop you a second email each month. That's thelotsproject.com under connect. There's a newsletter sign up. You drop your email in there, you get a confirmation email. That's all there is. Easy, easy, easy. Comes out on the 28th. Share everything. While looking at download stats this weekend, guys, you guys are doing awesome sharing this and spreading the word and growing my listenership, and I really appreciate it. Other than that, you guys can catch up with me at thelotsproject.com. Float, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, Fountain.fm, or any other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast player. Hey, guys. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope it is an awesome Monday. I had a great day. I got to get to work. And I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.